Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 48 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast for September 5th, 2013. I'm your host, Mark Kuznez, and I got it right the first time, but then I deleted it because today is my mother's birthday, and I was wishing her happy birthday, and then I said, you should thank her for giving birth to me, and then I accidentally gave my own birthday, which is something no one really knows. I could count the number of people who know my birthday on one hand without using all my fingers. So, yeah, I had to start over, and I didn't feel like editing it. And now I just screwed everything up. I was feeling really good, too. I was like, I got the date right. I got the date right. And now I got the date wrong. Thanks a lot, Mom. You ruined everything. You and your stupid vagina. Why'd you ever push me out of it? Jesus. You should have had an abortion. No, that's a horrible thing to say. Especially since she lost a kid right before me. Oh, downer. So, moving on from a joke about abortion and then the sad truth that was a stillborn baby just before me. I don't know where to go from here now. I've played a little bit of Diablo 3 on consoles. Immediate reaction, just... it's stupid, I guess, but I wish the in-game gold auction house was still in the game. I'm not sure why that isn't in there, if that was more so a choice in terms of balancing or other crap like that, or just, you know, trying to take away the focus on getting loot through that system or selling loot to make it more about the game. I don't know. I kind of wish I was in there. I understand why the real money auction house isn't in there, because that would be a very tricky situation. But I wish the gold auction house was in there. Just because I like seeing there. I liked putting items in there. And I just liked... I don't know. It felt like it made the game more of a community experience. I don't know. But yeah, I kind of miss that. But... the game plays really well on console. I'm playing on the 360. It looks really good. I installed it, so maybe that'll have some effect, but it's running extremely well. I haven't experienced any slowdown, even when a lot of stuff has gone on screen. The drop-in co-op seems to work pretty well. I played a little bit with my co-host from Pixelated Radio, Henderson Man. That was pretty fun, even though I don't know if he was talking himself, but I couldn't hear him because I had no headset plugged in. But yeah, that was fun. And it seemed, to balance, level wise, though I think we were fairly close. I think he was just a level under me, so I can't comment on how the game might handle, characters of a more significant difference in level. But yeah, it's fun. I'm playing as the same class I did on PC. Because I'm unoriginal, and I'm just a magic user, so I'm a wizard again. And yeah, I'm just excited to play the game again. And I like playing with the controller. It does feel really tight so far. I haven't unlocked all the skills, of course, but everything seems to work relatively well. I just wish... I miss all... I feel like... I don't know, maybe... nah. Loot's been dropping at a... okay rate. I just kind of wish that auction house was there, because that was fun. I don't know, it was stupid, but it was fun. I didn't like the real money auction house. That just screwed everything up, including the in-game gold one. So I don't know. I forgot what patch this includes up to, because I stopped playing Diablo 3 pretty soon. And I missed some of the additions that I think added to the leveling cap, or the way leveling works at the high levels. So I'm not sure about all that. I'm still really early on in the game, though, so I can't really talk too much. I have to go back and search, because I want to find out how you get to that stupid... though I think do you have to get it all the way through on hardcore too, or even... not hardcore, but Inferno. I'm talking about that unicorn fluffy area where you get all the mad loot and things are nuts. But yeah, Diablo 3 on console, it's fun. I think this could potentially be the Diablo 3 that the PC people always wanted, because it's not always online and you don't have to deal with the auction house. So maybe this is, oddly enough, is the Diablo 3 you wanted Diablo 3 to always be. So there you go. And I really like it with a controller. And it looks good too. I would say, because I haven't played in a while, but I would say its PC still has an edge. I can't comment on the PS3 version, but it's very close. It looks very good. So if you were interested in the game, I'd definitely check it out. It's a great dungeon crawling, loot collecting, co-op, just hack and slash. You know, it's... I'm not sure if you can adjust the camera, zoom. But I mean, it is a lot like the old, like Champions of Norrath. If you play those, it is different in a way. But to people who have only played these kind of games on consoles, it is close enough to those that if you've been itching for one of those kind of games for a while now, because I know I have. I still want Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 3 or new Champions of Norrath game. I want something, really, anything. Anything in that style. I don't care what the setting is either. I'll take another Hunter the Reckoning game. I don't care. Just give me something that is basically that in its core. I should go back and play that. I think it was like Realms of the... I don't know. It was like Raw... Realms of the Armageddon? No. Something. It's a Xbox Live Arcade game. I think it was on PC and maybe PS3. But it looked a lot like the old Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance games. And I think it got disappointing reviews. Crimson Alliance. That was a not too shabby one that just had I'm trying to think back to it. Like an odd magic system or just an odd combat system. But... it was a fun game, that one. But yeah, Diablo 3 finally on console. So, you know what that means? That means Torchlight 2, get your shit together. Come on. I don't even think they released the Mac version yet still, which is ridiculous. I don't even know if they've updated it in ever. I mean, I feel like Torchlight was all over the place, but Torchlight 2 came out and I was like, this is an awesome game, especially for $20. It is such a great deal. And then it just kind of disappeared and people just... I feel like people would probably still talk about Torchlight now. I think it more so than Torchlight 2 that I would more commonly see someone talking about that. I don't know. I finished my first week of school, which means I have 14 weeks left until I graduate. Oh my God. And I can now confirm that, yes, this class that I had today, advanced fiction, the last advanced fiction I have to take, I am the only man in the class, except the teacher. But it's me and then 11 female students. And I think just by looking at them, so judging them all by their covers, I think I may be the oldest one in the room, too. Other than the teacher, of course. But, yeah. That's fun. They seem fine. It seemed like a decent class. I really enjoy the teacher. Though I knew him beforehand, so... I knew what I was getting into, but... yeah, he was pretty good. And the other class, which I hate... I guess I'll be able to tolerate. That was an unintentional rhyme that just made me chuckle. Oh, man. What the hell was that? I'm going to do some impressions now.
It's me, Mario. Wahoo!
That's what I love doing is Mario. I don't think I've ever heard him say that because I don't play Mario games that much. But I think I hear that a lot, right?
Wahoo! Mario! Wahoo! 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 Hey, everybody, it's Mickey. My name is...
That was terrible. I can do a decent Mickey, I think, at times when I'm I think it's a bad idea to jump from Mario to Mickey Mouse. Sean Connery, James Bond.
The name's Bond, James Bond. I'll take a martini, shaken, not stirred.
Oh, boy. It's been a long day. It's been tiring. I'm writing up my preview for Door Kickers. You should check that out when it's up. It'll probably be up before I actually post this podcast. Or not. I think I'll post this first. It's a fun game. Y'all should check it out.
Hey, everybody. This is Mickey Mouse. Would you like to go to my house and see my tail? It's between my legs. And it's long. And it's not a tail.
I don't know. I don't know if that was good. That was. I'm trying. What does Mickey say? What is like the wahoo of for Mickey Mouse? Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse. Come on, people. Work with me. Think of it. Say something on Twitter, even though you don't know I'm talking about this at all. Mickey Mouse. Oscar Mayer Wiener. I don't know where I got from Mickey Mouse to Wieners. I don't know. Well, it's his tail. Castle of Illusion. Wahoo. This is horrible. PixelatedSausage.com. Go there. Stop listening to this crap. Check out the other podcast I do that makes much more sense, called Pixelated Radio, which you can find all the crap and whatnot at PixelatedRadio.com. Or you can just go to iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Radio and find it there. And you should do that. Subscribe, rate it, do all that nice jazz. It means a lot. Go to PixelatedSausage.com, check out the store and the menu, and, go order a sketch card. I'll draw whatever. I don't care. I'll draw Mickey Mouse with a big old penis between his legs, because that's what I was talking about when I was talking about his tail. You should check out some other great podcasts, like the Sign-In Podcast at signinpodcast.com, which I'm sure loves being mentioned right after Mickey Mouse and his penis between his legs. You're welcome, Sign-In Podcast. Also check out the 2 at a Nerd Comicast at 2atanerd.com, the Undercover Unitards Podcast at undercoverunitards.com. That show is all about butt sex, so if you like butt sex, you should listen to the Undercover Butt Sex Podcast, which is called Undercover Unitards, unitard meaning butt sex. And also the Grand Am Unleashed podcast at iTunes.com/... which is different than a dot, uppercase grand, lowercase amcwww. Go to iTunes, click it, open it, search in the bar where it says search bar, because that's the bar in which you search, and you don't search for alcohol. You type in Grand Am Unleashed, and you're like, Grand Am Unleashed? I don't know. What is this? It's a podcast. Maybe it's something else too, but it is a podcast, and it is on iTunes. And if you search for it, you will find it. If you don't find it, you spelled something wrong, and therefore you are stupid. That is not nice. But you should just go to iTunes, search Grand Am Unleashed Podcast, and check it out. It's co-hosted by Richard Hall, who is a frequent special guest, basically our third. I would say he is a, not a guest star on our podcast, but a recurring character who is welcome whenever he wants to be there, and is very much so a third co-host at this point, unless something comes up and he can't make it. He is just one of the team now. And if you don't like him, you are a racist, and that is the only reason you can't possibly like him, because he is a white man. I don't know. Oh, shit. I'm on Twitter, at Chris3. I probably make even... No, I actually probably make more sense on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram, mkush. And you should follow me on all that crap. And if you do, and remember, I have that store up. So if you have anything you want sketched, the prices are reasonable, include shipping and all that stuff. So check it out. Commission anything you want. If you commission a turtle ninja, I will love you with all my heart, but not with my penis. You can't pay for that. All right, everyone. Goodbye. Obviously, too, just so we're clear, don't play this show for your kids if you have kids, unless you are a horrible parent, in which case, play it all the time. Put it on repeat. When they're sleeping, sneak a pair of headphones on their head and just play this on a loop, and you will turn them into the worst children in the world. Congratulations. You are a terrible father or mother or mother father, which can be also confused with the word motherfucker. I'm not going to fuck anyone's mother unless I find a nice young lady who happens to have a kid and we click, and then, you know, one thing leads to another. But Jesus Christ, what is wrong with me? Somebody give me drugs or something? Did somebody actually slip me some kush? Ooh, okay, goodbye, everyone. Go play Diablo 3. Stop listening to the show. You should rate this show, and you should subscribe, and then rate it on iTunes, and give it 0 stars if you can, or 1 star if that's the lowest you can go, because why on earth would you give it any other rating, really? And if you manage to listen to it, if you are listening to this, what the fuck?